This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I've already had a couple of white-knuckle commutes. Road salt and salt alternatives are today's Garden Bite subject. We all know by now that salt is not good for lawns or most plants. It's taken years for state departments of transportation to figure out how to use it with more discretion and find alternatives. Back in the 1930s, New Hampshire was the first state to use rock salt, bigger chunks of table salt basically, to help melt snow on roads and later sidewalks. 20 million tons are used nowadays throughout the states. The purpose of salt is to lower the freezing point to facilitate melting and prevent water from freezing. However, once temps get below 14 degrees, it loses effectiveness. When researching this topic, I learned that the environmental impact of using so much rock salt reaches further than our lawns. It's our trees and shrubs, as well as our drinking water, by adding too much saline due to runoff, which also affects wildlife. As for alternatives, sand is one. However, while using a salt-sand mix of 5% and 95% certainly reduces the salt content, the sand isn't popular because it's extremely expensive to clean for reuse and is often disposed of after the season is over. It can also run off roads to clog sewer systems or any other kind of runoff infrastructure. More and more cities are beginning to use beet juice or molasses to battle icy roads and walkways. The brine from cheese making and pickling has the same benefits as beet juice and has been gaining popularity and use as well. Learn more about these alternatives on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.